From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Now we're going to hear what you had to say about yesterday's program. But first, we have an addendum to a story we aired last week. It was about a battle over 16 crepe myrtles on a Florida highway and a state law that forced the removal of the trees to prevent them from blocking billboards. Osceola County was working on highway beautification, and the company Clear Channel Outdoor owns the billboards. Well, representatives from the county and the company wrote us to say they're getting along much better since the billboard versus tree debate began. They say they now avoid conflict by communicating before any trees are planted near the firm's billboards. Now to your emails about yesterday. More than anything else, you responded to my interview about moose hunting. Moose have been popping up in the news a lot lately, thanks to the vice presidential nomination of Sarah Palin. She and many Alaskans hunt moose for sport and for food. I talked to Joe Dilley, owner of Joe's Guide Service in Soldotna, Alaska. He explained moose hunting culture.
You don't call in sick for school. You don't call in sick for work. You call in, hey, I got a moose.
Dilley went on to describe the process of killing, dressing, and eating moose. Paul Horner of Higginsville, Missouri, was one of the rare listeners who wrote in to say thanks. As an avid hunter and fisherman in Missouri, it's great to hear detailed stories like this one on your program. These traditional family activities mean a lot to many Americans. He goes on, please drop on by, and I'll introduce you to country-fried backstrap deer steak or corned venison. Either one might just come in a close second to muschetti. And you might be able to imagine what muschetti is. Joe Dilley told us it is one of his favorites. The majority of your emails were not so enthusiastic. This one comes from Jim Currents of Richmond, Virginia. As I see it, hunting is simply the sport of killing. It is cruel and totally unnecessary, Mr. Currents goes on. The thought of luring a male moose to its death by imitating the call of a mate just seems sadistic. How Ms. Norris or anyone could seem so delighted by this is a complete mystery to me. And Jennifer McCarthy of Moses Lake, Washington, told us our time could have been better spent. Enough already with the moose and the lipstick stories. The economy is in serious trouble, and what NPR delivers are fluff pieces on moose hunting? I expect much more. Well, you can write to us at npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the top of the page.